You're listening to The V Word. I'm your host, Carol Olson, and The V Word is recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. Today's show is in honor of Amy Goodman and the right to journalist integrity and freedom of speech. So today I'm going to talk about facts about Native American and Alaskan Native women. According to Futures Without Violence, Native American women living on reservations experience unique challenges that intensify the epidemic of violence against them. Accurate statistical data quantifying incidents of violence against women on reservations or in Native American communities is in small quantity. Comprehensive data on violence against women under tribal jurisdiction does not exist, since no federal or Indian agency or organization systematically collects this information. Data on crime in Native American communities is also lacking. This is partially due to the underreporting of crimes to tribal authorities and partly due to underreporting to the federal authorities. While a comprehensive survey of the devastation caused by violence against Native American women remains elusive, the glimpse that emerges from existing data is grim. The scope of this data collection examines violence committed against Native American women and issues around the effectiveness of the local, state, and federal responses. Some of the stats that Futures Without Violence have compiled are that Native American or American Indian women residing on reservations suffered domestic violence and physical assault at rates far exceeding women of other ethnicities and locations. In 2004, the Department of Justice report estimated that these assault rates to be as much as 50% higher than the next victimized demographic. National annual incident rates and lifetime prevalence rates for physical assaults are also higher for Native American or American Indian and Alaska Native women compared to other women. In 2008, the CDC did a study finding that 39% of Native women surveyed identified as victims of intimate partner violence in their lifetime, a rate higher than any other race or ethnicity surveyed. This finding has been common over the years. Back in 1998, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, the U.S. Department of Justice, and Office of Justice Programs, at least 70% of the violent victimizations experienced by Native Americans or American Indians are committed by persons not of the same race, a substantially higher rate of interracial violence than experienced by white or black victims. 2006 study, 96% of American Indian Native American respondents who had been a victim of rape or sexual assault had experienced other physical abuse as well. During a physical assault, Native American or American Indian and Alaska Native women were more likely to be injured than women of all other groups, and more of these injuries needed medical care. Violence against Native American women occurs as a gauntlet in the lives of Indian women. At one end, verbal abuse, and at the other end, murder. Most Native American women do not report such crimes because of the belief that nothing will be done. Federal government studies have consistently shown that American Indian women experience much higher levels of sexual violence than other women in the U.S. Data gathered by the U.S. Department of Justice indicates that Native American and Alaska Native women are more than 2.5 times more likely to be raped or sexually assaulted than women in the USA in general. Additionally, 34% or more than 1 in 3 Native women will be raped during their lifetime, whereas for women as a whole, the risk is less than 1 in 5. 17% of Native American and Alaska Native women have been stalked in their lifetime. They also have more extensive health connections and risk factors. Native American victims of intimate and family violence are more likely than victims of all other races to be injured and need hospital care. In Virginia, where can you go for help? You can call the statewide hotline at 1-800-838-8238. The statewide hotline also has chat and text. To get to the chat is to go to vadata.org, that's vadata.org/chat, or you can text at 804-793-9999. The statewide hotline also answers the LGBTQ partner abuse and sexual assault helpline at 1-866-356-6998. You can access the same chat and text. You've been listening to The V Word, hosted by Carol Olson and recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. And we're right in the middle of our fund drive. We hope that you will support locally produced shows like The V Word. Please go to WRIR.org and click on our donate button or call 622-9747. Thank you. See you next week.